Sunvolder back in the band is our guest today, doing material from the new album Okima and the Melody of Riot. We'll talk with Jay Farrar, but first, here's a performance of Afterglow 61. Afterglow 61 begins our session today with Sunvolder, who joined us, and it's on the new album called Okima and the Melody of Riot. And I think people know this, but you know, there's some things. Okima being the hometown that Woody Guthrie grew in, and there's sort of the whole reality of Woody Guthrie as opposed to the myth of Woody Guthrie that's all part of this. And I guess people know that Highway 61 is a real highway. It's not just a lyric from a.
It is a real highway. Yeah, I mean, I got to drive it quite a bit, you know, and during the recording of the first Sunvolder record, Trace. I was living in New Orleans at the time, and we were rehearsing in Minneapolis, so it was like a 24-hour drive, and occasionally I'd get off the interstate. And there are a lot of, you know, musical, historical points along the way, you know.
Is Clarksdale on 61 in Mississippi?
It is. Yeah. I have been through there before, but, yeah, there are places like Angola Prison where Lead Belly was incarcerated, and just a lot of, you know, you go through Memphis and all kinds of musical history there.
And what's the rest of that country like? Pretty barren?
Well, driving through northern Mississippi is great. I mean, there's no place else
like
it in the country. And you definitely see a slice of America that you don't see on the interstate.
I was reading some things people were saying about this album. And somebody pointed out that with Uncle Tupelo, a lot of the writing had to do with what you guys were observing from where you were in the Midwest. And they were kind of feeling like this album is a broader scale. There's a lot of songs about what's going on in our country. And is that the legacy of Woody Guthrie in a way?
It is. You know, I mean, he's always, for me, he's always been kind of a point of reference, you know, especially when dealing with like topical issues. And he's always been a source of inspiration, I think, you know, but a lot of these songs were written during the, you know, period kind of the run-up to the election of 2004. So there's a lot of ideas and issues from that time period being kicked around, you know, just kind of asking questions about where I fit into it, I think.
Mm-hmm. And which was a lot about what he did. Have you been to Okemah? Have you?
I did, actually. Made a sort of a pilgrimage there once, just in between tours with some friends from St. Louis. And, you know, I was glad I did it. It definitely was unlike. It definitely gives you a perspective on where Woody came from.
And well, I understand that people in Okemah never really liked Woody that much and was kind of begrugglingly that they
right.
They thought
he was a communist or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. That, actually, someone there said that. You know, we were asking some locals, you know, like, did they know anything about him? And that's exactly what they said is, well, we didn't really think much of him. We thought he was a communist.
So. Right. But do they have, does the water tower say Okemah home?
It does, yeah. So I guess they're coming around there.
Yeah, exactly, a little bit. Well, Bandages and Scars has a little bit to do with that. Can you do that one?
Yep.
Live on the World Cafe today, Sunvold, and that's Bandages and Scars, another one from Okemah, and the Melody of Riot, and Jay Farrar and company are here. And Jay, before you put Sunvold back together, you made a couple of solo albums, Sebastopol mm-hmm. and Terroir Blues.
Terroir Blues, yeah.
I want to make sure I pronounced it right. Tell me about those records and what you were going for with those, and if they had, do you think, any effect on putting together Sunvold again?
Ultimately, yeah, I think they did have an effect on, you know, I think the time I spent doing those solo records was primarily looking for more of a challenge, you know, or at least a way to do something different, you know, and the recording process was usually different with those where it was just myself or maybe another person and just kind of layering and recording that way. But, you know, eventually I decided I wanted to get back to the band. You know, I'm glad that I did the solo thing. I learned a lot from it, especially playing live, you know, with just an acoustic guitar. I definitely learned a lot about being on stage and what it means to be a performer, you know, just by doing that, because there's nothing to hide behind. But eventually I kind of missed the whole band context and situation and was looking forward to getting back into it.
There's a really good energy in this band. You can hear it on the record. You can certainly see it live. There's something about putting a new band together as it grows and as it builds up, it has kind of a life of its own. Did the original Sunvolt in some ways as a band run through its life, do you think?
I don't know if it did or not. You know, I mean, I originally wanted to reform the original lineup. You know, I thought that we could do some more, but that's just not the way it turned out. So, you know, I mean, I regrouped with these guys, and I think that it did lend kind of an edge or kind of a little bit of energy to the whole thing.
So. Totally. Why don't you give credit to everybody and go around the room?
On guitar, Chris Frame. He's been playing with us for about a month. Doing a great job. The guy that played on the record was Brad Rice. He's out playing with Tiff Merritt currently. And on bass guitar is Andrew Duplantis. And on drums is Dave Bryson. And recently helping us out on keyboards is Derry DeBorja. Derry and Dave were in the band Canyon that were on the Stone Steel and Bright Lights solo record.
Oh, okay. Nice to have keyboards, too.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Sunvolt are playing live. What's next?
Gramophone.
All right.
Three generations can't be wrong. Roll around, roll around with their favorite songs. Vinyl disc, power to hypnotize. Visions of blues and jump and jive. Colors and sounds of out. Sitting by the gramophone. Same as stone. With the warmth of soul. Takes the strain away from the nice cold.
Sunvolt with Jay Farrar playing live for us today, and that's one called Gramophone, which is also on the new album Okima and the Melody of Riot. Another thing I've read about this CD, and I can see it myself in some ways. One of the things I always loved about your lyrics is you would write in images, and there would be a bunch of images that would be in a song, and you didn't know if they were all connected, or they were connected for you, but it didn't always come across that way. These are far more direct songs in a lot of ways.
A lot of them are, you know, and some of them still kind of came out the other way, you know, like the song Atmosphere is still kind of more of a stream of consciousness thing. I'm still trying to totally come to grips with that one. But, you know, I think I wrote the song after seeing Michael Moore's film Fahrenheit 9-1-1, but... you know, yeah, I think in general most of the songs were kind of more direct.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, you know, you've always seemed like a really shy guy to me. And I was curious as to a guy who is shy, how you ended up as leader of a band. you know, you could have been the bass player. You could have been, do you have any insights?
No idea. Just kind of turned out that way. But yeah, it's, you know, you certainly figure out along the way that... being shy is not going to work. So.
Right. Well, not in the rock and roll world.
You have to kind of adapt. Yeah. And, you know, now I think if it's like me and another person on the elevator, I'll be the one starting the conversation, I think, now.
So what changed?
Just, you know, I guess I had some role models, you know, like my father was actually a very extroverted person. And I just changed along the way somehow.
Well, I heard you had kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely gives you, you know, a lot different perspective on life, and I think that does make anyone more of a well-rounded person.
Absolutely, and yeah, you wake up to a continuity that's there, for sure. Can you do that one, Atmospheres?
Yeah.
That's one of my faves.
I
Jay Farrar and Sunvolt, you know, an interesting session. We had a lot of fun with that. But after they were done, they wanted to do one more song. And it's a song that's actually not on the new album, Okima and the Melody of Riot. We'll play that for you. Live Sunvolt, more coming up here on the World Cafe. Our thanks again to Sunvolt, that new album, Okima and the Melody of Riot, plus the DVD, all involved on one disc, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com. They cut another song for us. I thought we'd play you that one now. It's actually on the DVD version of Okima. This is Joe Citizen Blues.
False beliefs, checks the time on his watch again. His world is spinning into overdrive. History is happening now. Lessons of abject failure. Do the leaders sleep while thousands die? To protect from weapons of imagination. These Joe Citizen Blues. Joe Citizen Blues. Joe Citizen Blues. And the world spins around, head bowed down. 1,070 an hour, and the world spins around, head bowed down, 1,070 miles an hour. Empires, the ruling class doesn't fight the war. Stock options and fortunes to be made. More reason for hope in the future. When this present is almost past. Sweet black crude and red, white, and blue. May the innocent find the answer. Citizen Blues, Joe Citizen Blues, Joe Citizen Blues, and the world spins around, head bowed down, 1,070 miles an hour. citizen.